right.
All right. We can turn it down. You can turn it down a little bit. It's really loud in my ear. You guys like Blue Oyster Cult? I love them. They got a lot of hit songs. Yeah, okay. Let's turn it down. Pull it down, pull it down. And let it fade out, whatever you want to do. Welcome to Feel the Burn. Bernie Pod, whatever you want to call it. It's the Bernie, Senator Bernie Sanders from the great state of Vermont doing the podcast thing. Everybody's got a pod. I've got a pod. Turn it up. I love this song. Burn out the day. Burn out the night. Okay, okay. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Fade it out. Fade it out. Because it's going to destroy my voice. I'm an old man. I'm an old man, yeah. Oh, welcome to the first episode of Bernie Sanders podcast. These are great. These are great. Talk radio, television, C-SPAN, cable, broadcast, the internet, YouTube. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. We got a lot of great guests lined up over the coming months. Well, the next month. You know, they put these in the can, these podcasts. A lot of them are done by comedians, and, you know, they have their own little place. They got their own studio, or they got something that they can carry with them and take someplace to, like, a comedy club and then do it in the basement. Well, I don't tour. I don't do stand-up. Maybe after I retire. Maybe after I retire, I'll do stand-up. I'll open my own comedy club down in Austin, Texas, compete with Joe Rogan. Give everybody horse pay. Well, all right. Well, no. The FDA just said. They just said this. If you can believe this, the FDA just said that it is okay for people to take ivermectin, which is a drug for river blindness, to prevent some an upper respiratory disease or to treat it or whatever. I haven't looked into it that much, but look, I am vaccinated. I've had 17 shots. I got the original two. I thought, okay, I can go back to work. Like the rest of you, I thought, I can go back to work. I can go to a bar in New York State, sit on one ass cheek, pretend like I'm sitting down so I can keep the mask off. But then if I have to stand up and go to the bathroom, you had to put the mask back on. That's New York. That was New York 2021. But it's now 2024, and I look, do what you want. I got the shots. I got them all. I got them all. I'm an old man. I got the shots. And I think everybody should get the shots. That's where I stand. The jabs, whatever. They call them jabs. We're really going off the rails here. Doing the podcast, talking about the jabs, the shots. But we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about our country. We're going to talk about the rest of the world. We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about the wars around the world. But we're going to keep it light. I got a lot of great guests coming up. Plenty of guests. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. I made a lot of good friends when I was in school, but my best friend was Lawrence Bender. Now, he was poor. We went well off, but he was poor. His parents were poor. I mean, this kid did not have a pot to piss in. That's just an expression, because he did have a pit in his room that was carved out of the floor, and there was a bowl, and he pissed in it or peed in it or whatever. You know, you could swear. Fuck it, right? You could swear. There's a podcast. There's no, you know, on YouTube, maybe the first 5 minutes, you got to beep it or mute it or whatever. But fuck it, right? He had a pit, and that's where he peed. And if you stayed at his house, that's where you peed. And Larry, his name was Lawrence Bender, but we called him Larry. Larry. Poor Larry. And he pissed in this pit, this hole or whatever. I don't know why they didn't have a toilet in their bathroom. They just had a hole where the toilet should have been. There was a pipe there, but no toilet. It was like, you know, when you get your toilet replaced at one of your homes, one of your three homes that you have with several bathrooms in them, One downstairs in the basement by the pool house. One upstairs, a master bathroom. One connected to your bedroom. Every house that you own probably has two or three bathrooms or half baths. Now, you know, they come in to replace it, you know, put in one of those low flows. I'm not a big fan of the low flow, but I get it. I get it. The environment is important. We got to make sure that we're not wasting water. I mean, if it were up to me, somebody would invent a toilet that you shit in and then it burns it up. Like a metal thing, just and then it goes, right? Burns it up. Or some sort of heat. As long as it doesn't stink, there has to be a better way. But, you know, you change your toilet out and, they, you know, the plumber comes and there's a hole. There's a hole there that he leaves. There's a hole there. Well, that's what Larry Bender had in their bathroom at their apartment in Brooklyn. They had a hole. That's where you went to the bathroom. Now, before you did your business, you had to fill up a bucket with water. They kept a bucket right next to the bathtub. It was one of those old bathtubs, you know, the old heavy ones. You know, you can't, like, they didn't come in and change it in a day. It took like a week to get it up the steps because there was no elevators. It was a walk-up. Or they'd use the scaffolding or whatever, and they'd bring it up, drag it down the hallway, and it had, the feet. It looked like feet, the claws or whatever on the bottom, the basin. Well, they kept a bucket there, and you had to fill it with water. And before you could go, they kept a casserole dish, this big ceramic, I don't know if it was Corningware, I think it might have been Corningware, it had those three little things on it, those little blue things. It was white. Corningware. From the great city of Corning, New York. A great union place where they make glass. They blow glass. They make all, whatever. You know, the insulation for your house. Beautiful city. Right along some river. I forget the name of the river. But you had to lift the casserole dish, and boy, you would get hit right in the face with a big stink, a big stinky blah, you know, coming from that pipe that went down to the sewer. So that's what they used to cover the hole. And then after you did your business, you dumped the water down. And if it was hot, it helped. It worked better. But back in those days, there was no potpourri. There was no candles. There was no Renews It or those things you plug in, the Glade plugins. None of that. There was none of that. So the whole house would smell like that pipe until you put the casserole dish on, and then they'd open up the windows, which in the summertime in Brooklyn, I have to tell you, with no air conditioning, was terrible. And in the wintertime, it was terrible, but for a different reason. It was just ice cold, smelling like poop. And in the summertime, it was really, really hot, and you'd sweat. And now imagine that with the stink of poop. Another thing, Larry couldn't afford baseball cards. He couldn't afford baseball. All of us, we loved going to baseball games in the afternoon, in the summertime. In the spring, you could probably ditch school and go to a day game. There were a lot of day games. For a while, we had two, three teams. Yankees, Giants, Dodgers. Of course, the Giants and the Dodgers went out to California. So it was the Yankees until the Mets, and the Mets stunk. But you rooted for one or you rooted for the other. And I tended to, you know, it didn't matter. But we all would go to the bodega or to the store and get some baseball cards. But Larry couldn't afford them. His mother would go, you know, she worked at a butcher. His mother worked at a butcher shop. His father was a fishmonger. So he had plenty of paper. His mother would bring home the paper, the butcher paper, the fish paper, whatever they would wrap meat in, or a grocery bag from the grocery store. And sometimes he even would use envelopes or trash paper that he found, you know, walking home. And he'd draw his own baseball cards. He was a terrible artist, but that's not the point. He would draw these baseball cards. Artistic ability aside, you know, that's ingenuity. That's making lemons out of lemonade. He made his own set of baseball cards because he couldn't afford to pay 5 cents for the real ones. And I felt bad for him because every time he tried to trade with another kid, they'd laugh at him or they would take his fake cards and set them on fire or put them in the toilet and flush them. I mean, you put one of these fake cards in your spoke. Like, we put baseball cards in the spokes of our bicycles. And they go, you know, that click, 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 click. You put his in there, you couldn't even hear it because it was just paper. Sometimes maybe you, but it was, you know. But no big whoop. He would just go home and draw more. By the way, Lawrence, if you're listening, Larry, and I know you're not because you died in Vietnam, Mickey Mantle did not have a mustache or a set of testicles hanging under his lower lip. He just didn't. I mean, he didn't have either. Nobody has a set of testicles, forward-facing testicles. You know, well, I don't want to get into it, but, you know, sometimes they're there depending on, you know, the time of day or what you're into. You know, Larry's the only friend of mine from the old days who lost his life in Vietnam. They're very welcoming to American tourists these days, by the way, but not the ones who go there for the Gary Glitter experience. 2019 was not a good year for Larry Bender. Anyway, rest in peace, Larry. Okay, you know, you did bad things, but hopefully you atoned. Okay. Hey, Burners. Goomba socks are really good socks. They fit nice, they keep your feet warm, and they have all sorts of colors and stripes. That's right. Look, they sent me a whole bunch of them, and now I have way too many socks. No more socks. No more socks. Look, you can, if you so choose, rent socks. Rent them. It says right here in the copy, whatever. Hand it to me. Goombas offers a convenient and hassle-free way to receive your high-quality socks. Choose your subscription model and customize your deliveries. Plus, you know, you'll always enjoy free shipping from Goombas. Has buying socks ever been a hassle? I mean, they sell them everywhere. Everyone in America lives a mile away from a Walmart, right? You can walk there, put your shoes on, boots, rubber boots, flip-flops. You know, you need socks, you could get to Walmart. I mean, you're not that far from a Walmart. Do you wake up on a Sunday morning and suddenly find yourself sockless? Shit, I don't have any socks. What am I going to wear on my feet while I sit on my couch all day getting high and alternating between podcasts and masturbation? Or maybe you watch 3 or 4 old episodes of The Simpsons, whatever you do. I don't care. I mean, do you have slippers? If you have slippers, you can wear those around the house. I have slippers. I have a couple of pair, 3, 4. Nothing fancy. My wife picked them up from Target for like $15 for both pairs. Is it pair or pairs? I can't ever remember. Anyway, if you're the type of person who doesn't mind paying $87 for a week's worth of ankle socks, then go to Goombas. Spell it G-O-O-G-O-O-M-B-A-H-S. Goombas.com. I don't know if they're affiliated with a mafia. I doubt it. I doubt it. I doubt that they're not familiar with the mafia. They just have a funny name, Goombas Socks. Sign up and save 10% at checkout using code word BERNIEPOD. That's technically two words, but I guess you mash them up, make a portmanteau, whatever. All right, my guest this week is a very funny man. He's very funny. Makes people laugh. He's had a whole career of making people laugh. He's out there. He's coming in. Listen, I can't believe that this is the first time we've ever had a chance to talk. Senator. Well, he is a senator. I'm a senator. I'm Senator Bernie Sanders. Senate minority. I often say majority because, it goes back and forth. Sometimes he's the majority leader. Other times he's the minority leader. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Welcome, Mitch. Welcome.
Hello, Senator Sanders.
Now, no need to be so formal here. They put all this crap in the studio. Do you want a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Okay, here's a vape pen. Be careful, because I don't know if this one's the nicotine or the weed one.
I'll have a glass of that Blanton's single barrel. Neat, please.
Okay, great. You want some of the whiskey or whatever. Get him. Can you get him? He wants the Blanton. Single barrel. No ice. That's what neat means. These people are young. They don't know what neat means. Great. Okay. Let's talk about the southern border. Senator Mitch McConnell, let's talk about border security. Have you ever seen the chupacabra? No. Why didn't President Trump do more to stop the chupacabra from coming into the country? He says he did a lot for border security when he was president, yet he did not. And frankly, a wall is not going to stop a carnivorous cryptozoologic creature with claw. Is a cryptozoologist? Look, Jamie, your name isn't Jamie, but I'm going to call you that. Johnny. Okay, look it up, Johnny. Yeah, can we bring it up? Can we bring it up on YouTube? Yeah, okay, we're going to find that. Because I don't know how to say it, and I don't want to sound like a dope. Do you know, Senator McConnell, do you know how to say it?
No, I really don't know much.
Okay, listen. This creature has claws, and it can scale that wall, and it can make its way onto some goat farm in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, or California, and just tear up all the goats. You should see what happens. They go nuts. Johnny, put up a video of a chupacabra eating a goat or sucking its blood. We'll see. Okay, go to Rumble. Go to Rumble or BitChute. I know they're not on YouTube anymore. Anyway.
Well, it was President Obama who ended the shoot on sight policy that kept up to 90%, 98% of those chupacabra creatures from entering.
It was barbaric. It was barbaric. It was a slaughter. It was a slaughter. They would shoot and kill.
Well, Senator, they're not human, Bernie. They suck blood from goats, and they often have been known to abduct children.
Okay. We've run out of time. Don't forget Bombas. No, don't forget Goombas Socks. GoombasSocks.com. Use 10%, Bernie Pod, whatever, at checkout, and you save 10%, all that jazz. Listen, they're too expensive. I can get you really cheap socks. In fact, look, go to a gas station. If you live in a major city, you can go to any pretty much gas station. You need gas, lottery tickets, cigarettes, some beer, maybe Delta 8, which is the fake weed that they sell places. You buy a bunch of that. Look, they got socks. You can get 25 of them for 10 bucks. Buy those socks. But help support the pod. Senator McConnell, thank you for coming down. Next week on the show, Whitney Cummings is coming on the show. Whitney Cummings, who's she? Johnny, who's Whitney Cummings? Oh, she's a comedian. Okay, she's a comedian. I guess an actress. She cries a lot. Okay, we're going to have Whitney Cummings. So don't go away. Let's see. What do we have to do here? What are we doing here? Hang on one second, because listen, I okay, we're saying goodbye. All right, here we go. Here's the music. Blue Oyster Cult, Burning for You and all that shit. Oh yeah, check out the merch store at berniebro.net/edu/ buy a Bernie shit. We got shirts. And I'll autograph all your socks. Don't forget Whitney. What? What's her name? Oh, yeah, Whitney Cummings. Next week. She'll cry. Goodbye. Bob Seger. I just got a text from a friend of mine. His name is Sean. And it said, it will get better. I think he's right. You got to trust your friends, don't you? Hey, speaking of friends, thank you to my friend and Radio Labyrinth proper. That's what I'm calling the main show. Radio Labyrinth proper co-host Jeff Leboff for getting me into the punchline Saturday night to the 6 p.m. show to see Dana Gould. Dana Gould is very, very funny, man. He used to write for The Simpsons. He's writing now for Ted. He had a TV show down here, Stan vs. Evil. It was very, very good. And, I've met him before. I've seen him a bunch of times at the old Punchline. I think maybe one time at the Laughing Skull Lounge. Jeff and I saw him, I forget what the venue was. He and Bobcat Goldthwait together. Fucking funny.
fucking funny. And then he signed, he does this podcast called Hanging with Dr. Z, which is an interview show. He bought an orangutan, I can't say the word, orangutan costume at an auction, and he's kind of fucking stuck with it. One thing, Dana Gould is a big fan of Planet of the Apes, the old ones. I don't know. We haven't talked about it. If he likes the new ones. I like the new ones. I like the whole thing. I even like the shitty Tim Burton one just because it's Planet of the Apes, like the cartoon from the 70s and even the 70s TV show. But the costume that he has is the orangutan tan. It looks like Dr. Zaius, the original Dr. Zaius. And he bought it, and he wears it on this show where he interviews people, and it's a riot. It's, you know, it's absurd and bizarre and just an awful lot of fun. Anyway, we went and saw him, and we're going to talk about that more on next weekend's episode of Radio Labyrinth. So we might even have Ira Malkin, who used to be a co-host of Radio Labyrinth with us when we started. In fact, he came up with the name Radio Labyrinth. But we have a shitload of new listeners, or viewers, I guess, on YouTube. And we're going to have to introduce him. It's like, hey, who's this guy? Well, you're going to have to go back and listen, like Roby does. Roby Neely. In Texas, he has gone, but he actually went back and listened to everyone in order, and that's awesome. So yeah, it'll get better. The beginning of the podcast, I'm gonna start doing more shit like that. I hope you don't mind. I got so much in my brain and craziness going on in my head that getting that stuff out. This goes back to my conversation that I had on WSB on my radio show, the podcast that I had with Phil Hendry. Probably one of the funniest radio broadcasters in broadcasting history. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, you have shows that are funny, shows that have run for a long time that are funny, shows that were on the radio, then went to satellite radio that were really, really funny up until a certain point, probably 2015. But they're ensemble. Now, you could say Phil Hendry's show is an ensemble show because there's a lot of characters, but every character in that show comes from his head. And he said one thing in the interview: do your thing, no matter how weird it is, no matter how weird other people think it is, do your thing. And so I am going to do it. But I'm not going to take the other advice he gave me, which was to not listen to him. I'm going to continue listening to him because it makes me laugh. Phil Hendry makes me laugh. Speaking to people that make me laugh, last week, I interviewed comedian Aaron Weber. He is part of the Nate Land orbit. You know how Rogan has his comedians? Nate Bargatze has his. And I really started enjoying that Nate Land podcast a while ago. Everything just, you know, goes around my obsession with Dusty Slay. I wouldn't call it an obsession. I really wouldn't. I'm not obsessed with him. I'm not like trying to be his friend or sending him a ton of messages or anything like that. I just think he's very funny. And when you find someone very funny and you start looking into the other things that they do and you start enjoying them, that's not necessarily an obsession. He does a podcast with his wife called We're Having a Good Time. And he's also on the Nate Land podcast. He's, like I said a while ago, he's going to be amazingly popular. Well, another comedian from that orbit is Aaron Weber, who is also very, very funny. And we talked about a lot of things, and that'll be coming up soon on the radio show. Another guest that I'm talking to this week is Dickie Barrett. From Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. He did the announcing on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He has a brand new band called The Defiant. And I checked out the album. Their new album has been out since October. I can't look at it because, listen to this. Where I work, it says, this site is unreachable. This website cannot be reached. Connection failed. I mean, what? What the fuck? Come on. Ridiculous. The Defiant. Listen to the lineup of this band. Outside of Dickie Barrett, who is the vocalist, of course. Pete Parada from The Offspring on drums. Greg Camp on guitar from Smash Mouth. Johnny Ryu on bass from Street Dogs. Joey LaRocca on guitar and keys from The Briggs. And of course, like I said, Dickie Barrett from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. They have a brand new album out, but I can't tell you the name of it because it fell out of my head. Can you believe this? It fell out of my head because I'm tired all the time and I don't get enough sleep. And I went to look up the name of it and it wouldn't let me go to the website. The name of the record is If We're Really Being Honest. I have given it a couple listens now, and boy, is this transformative. It takes you from where you are right now, and let's say you're in your late 40s, early 50s, late 50s. You're a Gen Xer. And in the late 80s and the early 90s and mid 90s, all the way up to whenever you started listening to commercial alternative radio, you started really digging the Mighty Mighty Bosstones and bands of that ilk. This is reminiscent of that. It's a lot of fun. It's easy to listen to. It's power punk pop. You know, the ska influences there. You're going to hear a lot of influences. If that era of music is something that you embraced when it was new, you're going to really dig it. So again, the name of the album is If We're Really Being Honest by The Defiant. They're a super group, okay? The album came out last fall, and they're going to be in Atlanta sometime in early May at Center Stage. Also, I wanted to say about Aaron Weber, he's going to be at The Punchline, I believe, April 26th and 27th, and maybe one other day. But The Punchline right here in Atlanta, and you can find tickets for that at punchline.com. I didn't really do much over the weekend. What did I do? Aside from going to see a comedy show with Jeff, the Dana Gold stand-up, yesterday was the first time I cut the grass. And so, like, it was just pollen everywhere because all the pollen gets in that shit. And then I had to go trim a bunch of these vines, these trees and vines that grow into the fence. And the last time I did it was 2019, and I got rid of all of them. And God, 2019, spring of 2019, 21, 2, 3, 4. So that's 5 years ago. That's how fast it went. And I got all that taken care of yesterday, too. So I breathed in a lot of pollen. But I have to say, this year, I suffer from this shit down here in the South. This year, I was able to get started early. So it hasn't really bothered me all that much. Although, if I don't take the medication, it will F me up. So, I don't really know what else to talk about, I guess. I think this is the way I opened the show, the Bernie Cast. I do more stuff like that. More stuff like that. These are ideas I've had for a long time for a solo audio-only type of podcast. So that's what I'm going to focus on. I hope you don't mind it, and I hope you like it. And listen, I want to tell you about Radio Labyrinth, okay? I want to tell you about Radio Labyrinth. Radio Labyrinth is a weekly podcast on YouTube. It's produced by Dustin Lawler, who does all the editing and all the great video work and puts in all those great clips. And so if you're listening, we love that you're listening. But check out the video version and subscribe on YouTube, share it with your friends, put it on your social media. Everybody has a friend or two or three that you can share it with, or a relative. But anyway, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Now, all the copy I'm looking at right now is expired, so I'm not going to read it. But I will say that Atlanta Pizza and Euro is really good food. It's unassuming. It's tasty as hell. Mike is amazing, the guy who runs the place, Mike Hall. And they have a great staff, and you can't go wrong. Listen, if you live out that way, or even if you're in the middle of town and you've been everywhere, I've eaten at every pizza place, get in your car and go there and check it out. 1565 Georgia 138 Conyers, Georgia 30013. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and noon to 9 p.m. on Saturday. Don't go out there on a Sunday. They're closed. Also by LDI Repro Printing. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, just give them a call or email them. They've been in Athens since 2005. They got fast turnaround and very affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366. That's 706-316-9366. Or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. Follow all the social media. I'm at Tim Andrews here on Twitter, X, whatever, at Timstagram here on Instagram. You can find me on the other ones. I have a link tree too, but I never post it anywhere. I don't want anybody to see my OnlyFans account. I don't do very well on there. I make like a dollar a month. But hey, I try. All right, thanks for listening. I guess I'm going to wrap it up and say goodbye. I got to say goodbye here. So until next time, you know, I'll be doing my thing, and you'll be doing your thing, and we're going to be having fun. And yeah, talk to you later. Bye.